It's that time again, and the doctor is in. Yeah, this is Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. And I'm glad you could join us once again this week. Trust you're having a good Memorial Day. Yeah, I tell you, it's kind of nice to get a little break from work every once in a while, and that's what's happening, at least with me this week. I trust you're having some time off as well. This is Dr. Bill, computer curmudgeon, for Saturday, May the 27th, 2006. And I'm glad you could join us this week. It's been an interesting week, tech-wise. I don't know if you can hear in the background, I got the air conditioner running because, after all, we are now officially into the summer months, and I plan to do a little bit of swimming and having some fun. It's going to be good over the holiday, so I trust you enjoy your Memorial Day time off if you get it. If not, well, I'm sorry. Some of us just have to take the time, you know what I mean? All right. Well, we got some things to talk about this week. I want to go straight into the tech news, such as it is, tech news being in quotes because it's not exactly news, it's more interesting items that came across my screen this week. First is a PC mod. Now, I don't know if you're a PC modder. I've never done that. Take a case and make it look like something else, you know, for your PC. Yoshi on the screensavers on Tech TV in its heyday used to do some really cool stuff like that. But this one is pretty far out. Have you ever seen a Bond movie? And they have to defuse an atomic bomb. Well, of course, far as we know, an atomic bomb doesn't look anything like what they show on James Bond movies or whatever. But I tell you what, somebody decided to build a PC case that looked like a James Bond bomb. Or, you know, a Stargate bomb. You know, if you ever watch Stargate, they're always wanting to blow things up, particularly Jack. He loves to blow things up. Well, this is the bomb. Yes, indeed. Can you imagine a PC that had nice red flashing numbers going by so you could defuse it before it blew up? Well, this is it. WMD Part 1 is what he calls it. Actually, Part 2. I guess Part 1 was something else. This is Part 2. Anyway, you got to see the image on the net to truly appreciate it. And I have a link there for you. Da bomb. Yeah, I know, bad pun. I'm sorry. Hey, had to do it. Okay, Microsoft Word is a Microsoft product. Therefore, it's a dog. We know that, of course, because we know the evil empire is evil. However, it's more evil than usual this week because there is an exploit available now for Microsoft Word that means that if you are using a fully patched, fully protected, quote-unquote, version of Microsoft Word, then it can be compromised. It's vulnerable. And so Microsoft is, instead of putting out a patch immediately while they're scrambling to work on that, they're saying, why don't you use it in safe mode? And there's an article here about how to do that, how to use it in safe mode. You know, there's another option, of course. You can go to OpenOffice, and then you won't have these problems. But, hey. All right. As long as we're talking about worst tech of all time, how about the all-time worst tech? PC World put together a list of the 25 worst tech ideas, software, concepts, devices of all time. These are the dogs of the dogs, the worst of the worst. These are the ones that get the award. Drum roll, please. Number one, America Online. Boy, do I agree with that. Absolute worst thought, idea, concept that there could be in the internet world. America Online, internet for the brain dead. There you go. It's the winner, number one, for PC World. Number two, are you ready? I just listed the top 10 in the blog. You can go ahead and go to the link, see all 25. Number two is Real Networks, Real Player. Oh, yeah. That gets a vote for me as well. I mean, I agree with number one. That is definite. Number two, I don't know. Maybe not quite as bad as number two, but it's right on up there. Real networks, real player. Oh, man. Terrible to install. Keeps prompting you for all kinds of junk. Keeps wanting you to buy all kinds of stuff. Bad news. All right, number three, Synchronisys Soft RAM. You know, this is one of those deals where you need more memory for your computer. Run this software, which eats up more memory in order to get more memory. Right. And then number four, Microsoft Windows Millennium. Yes, Windows ME. It was a dog then. It's a dog now. There you go. Number five, Sony BMG Music CDs. Those are the ones with the special feature of the rootkit included so that they can compromise your PC and destroy your security and leave a back door that allows them to get into your box. Okay, number six, Disney The Lion King CD-ROM. I have no idea why. Read the article, I guess it'll tell you, but just not interested, sorry. Number seven, the infamous Microsoft Bob. Now, there was an idea whose time never came. Microsoft Bob. An interface for the kiddies that the kiddies went, you've got to be kidding, and never used it. So it died.